Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Falun Dafa around the world. Viewers of documentary Human Harvest at Stanford condemn the organ harvesting crimes. Introducing Falun Gong in Cyprus. Real estate consultant says Falun Gong showed her the right way to do business. Falun Gong banners and posters seen in numerous public places in China. And moving story of her employer's son's detention makes neighbor want to quit the CCP. Now for the stories. Falun Dafa around the world. In addition to celebrating World Falun Dafa Day, Falun Dafa practitioners around the world held various events during the past few weeks to introduce this Chinese cultivation practice in their communities. This report features events held in the Netherlands, Russia, Czech Republic, Canada, and Taiwan. The Netherlands. Around April 27th, King's Day, Falun Dafa practitioners in multiple cities in the Netherlands participated in the celebration of this national holiday. Russia. Practitioners from Moscow held a World Falun Dafa Day celebration on May 20th in the Olympic Village Park. They demonstrated the exercises and performed traditional Chinese dance. Czech Republic. The celebration of Falun Dafa Day in Prague was held on Wenceslas Square on May 13th. Canada. Practitioners from British Columbia participated in the parade of the 150th Victoria Day on May 22nd. Practitioners have participated in this parade for many years and won a series of awards in previous years. Spectators, especially those from China, were glad to see such a large Asian group in the parade. Taiwan. On April 30th, a waist drum team, consisting of practitioners from Miole, performed in the celebration of the Hakka Cultural Festival in Tofen City, the largest annual local community event. The mayor of Tofen City praised practitioners' efforts to revive traditional values and culture. He invited the group to participate in more community events.
Viewers of documentary Human Harvest at Stanford condemn the organ harvesting crimes. The 74th Peabody Award-winning documentary Human Harvest was screened at Stanford University on May 23, 2017. Dozens of viewers, including retired judges, lawyers, and students, watched the movie, which exposes the state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners in China. The documentary themed around evidence collected by two Canadian human rights activists, David Kilgore and David Mattis, substantiates the existence of forced organ harvesting in China and the huge profits in the organ market. After screening, David Kilgore and a representative from Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting answered questions from the audience. The crimes exposed in the film reminded Judge Kopp of the Nazis' genocide. The retired judge said more people should watch the documentary, as no one should ignore the issue. Judge Kopp also suggested that people talk to their representatives and ask them to pass resolutions to condemn this crime. Judge Kopp believes the Communist Party's tyrannical nature is the fundamental reason for the persecution of Falun Gong, a peaceful spiritual group. Audience member Kappa had heard about forced organ harvesting, but was still astonished by the scale of the crime. Her son Ivan was surprised that so many people still remain silent while so much evidence has been exposed. The mother and son said they will tell more of their friends about what they learned tonight. Chinese student Ms. Shi said that she believes forced organ harvesting exists in China. She said no matter what, this should not happen. Chinese people should have the basic human rights, no matter what you believe. Even animals should not be treated this way. How can you harvest organs from a person that is still alive? I believe those murderers will one day be brought to justice. Dr. Mukhtari said that her heart was broken while watching the movie. As a fan of Qigong, she's interested in learning Falun Gong and did the exercises with practitioners after the screening. Before the screening, Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting held a press conference in front of San Francisco City Hall, calling on the California state government to pass a law banning organ travel to China. and other four screenings of Human Harvest were held in the state capitol, UC San Francisco campus, and Opera Plaza Cinema on May 24th and 25th.
Introducing Falun Gong in Cyprus. Falun Gong practitioners in Cyprus held activities in Limassol, the second largest city in Cyprus, on May 21, 2017, to introduce the traditional spiritual practice to the public. Their large Falun Dafa banner and beautiful exercise demonstration attracted the attention of many people. Passers-by received flyers about the practice and also learned about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Children playing on the city square were fascinated by the exercise demonstration. They learned the exercises from a Falun Gong practitioner and concentrated well during the meditation exercise. A sixth grader wanted to invite practitioners to teach the exercises at his school. A waiter at a nearby restaurant came over to ask for several copies of the introductory flyer so that he could share them with his colleagues. One woman was so happy to find Falun Gong in Limassol that she stayed for quite a while to watch the exercises. Another woman was curious as to whether Falun Gong could help people calm down. A practitioner introduced the principles of Falun Gong, truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, and shared her own experience of eliminating anxiety through the practice. The woman asked, "I would like to stay calm when I feel hurt by someone. Do you think I can if I practice Falun Gong?" The practitioner told her that self-cultivation enables one to change oneself and remain calm. The woman was very grateful for the information. When people learned about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, they showed their support for practitioners and expressed their sincere wish that the persecution would end soon.
Real estate consultant says Falun Gong showed her the right way to do business. Nadia Gatta, 62, is a real estate consultant in Manhattan. As a Falun Gong practitioner who has enjoyed this ancient Chinese cultivation practice for 16 years, she did the exercises on Union Square with thousands of other practitioners from all over the world just before the World Falun Dafa Day Parade began on May 12th. Nadia had two reasons for coming to the celebration. She wants more people to benefit from Falun Gong, which she says is a gift from heaven. And she wants more people to know that it is being persecuted in China and to help to end it. By 2001, she had become a successful businesswoman working for a big financial institution in the World Trade Center. While many others envied her life, Nadia felt something was missing. One day, she noticed a flyer on the floor and picked it up. It was about Falun Gong. I read the introduction and thought to myself, this seems to be what I've been looking for. She dialed the number on the flyer and found a copy of Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Gong. She said, I couldn't put the book down. The guiding principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, the evolution of the universe, the relationships among all the substances, all of it resonated with me. The book answered all my questions. Soon after she started practicing, several people noticed that she had changed a lot. In Nadia's field, many people will do just about anything for money, but Nadia only wants what she deserves. Since I don't fight for money, I can stay calm. In business meetings or when making deals, people often fight, but I am able to keep calm at those times. Many people have said that they want that ability too, and have asked me how I do it. I then tell them about Falun Gong. My customers know that the guiding principles of my life are truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and they know I will not cheat them. So they like to do business with me. That's why I can make some big deals. Nadia emphasized that although cultivating Falun Gong does help her do business, the reason she practices Falun Gong is not to make money, but to cultivate truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and to tell others about it so that they too can benefit from these principles.
Falun Gong banners and posters seen in numerous public places in China. Falun Gong banners and posters have recently appeared along many main streets, crossroads, and other public spaces in multiple locations in Beijing, Yunnan, Liaoning, Hebei, Shaanxi, and Shandong provinces, China. The banners speak of the goodness of Falun Gong and raise awareness of the Chinese Communist Party's persecution, as well as the ongoing efforts to bring former dictator Jiang Zemin to justice. Falun Gong was made public in 1992 and became popular due to its many beneficial effects. Fearing its widespread and fast-growing popularity, Jiang Zemin, former head of the CCP, initiated the persecution of Falun Gong on July 20, 1999. Countless practitioners have been imprisoned and thousands have been killed over the past 18 years of brutal persecution. In the face of continuing persecution, practitioners use many creative ways to inform the public about the benefits of Falun Gong and to expose the persecution. Despite risk of arrest, practitioners hang banners and posters to raise awareness of the goodness of Falun Gong and the brutality of the persecution. Posters and banners were recently seen in Shandong, Yunnan, Liaoning, Jinan, South Shaanxi, Tangshan, and Beijing.
Moving story of her employer's son's detention makes neighbor want to quit the CCP. I have a neighbor whom I talked with about Falun Dafa some time ago. She was not interested in hearing about it at the time and did not want to quit the Chinese Communist Party. When I met her on the bus at a later date, she was unusually friendly. She asked me to sit next to her so that we could talk. She said, "I believe that Falun Dafa is good and Falun Dafa practitioners are kind people. Can you help me quit the CCP?" I was curious and asked, "Sure, but what made you change your mind?" It turned out that she worked for a bureau chief as a nanny. The family had a negative attitude toward Falun Dafa as they believed the Chinese Communist Party's lies and propaganda about the practice. This had a great influence on her. The family's only motivation in life was to make money, but their son was thrown into a detention center for dealing drugs. He was bullied and beaten by the inmates. He had gone from a life of privilege and comfort to being terrorized in jail. The son told his family that in the detention center he was never given a blanket and no one seemed to care. When several Falun Dafa practitioners were brought into the detention center, one of them gave him a blanket, made room for him to sleep, and treated him with kindness. The practitioners told him about Falun Dafa and how to be a good person, which convinced him to quit the CCP. The practitioners looked after him, making sure he had food, and they did the worst jobs so that the son didn't have to. He was soon released from the detention center for no apparent reason. The son told his family that most of the inmates in the detention center were surly and unpleasant. In contrast, the Falun Dafa practitioners were in good spirits. They put the needs of the other inmates first, and gradually the inmates' moods improved and they no longer complained. He realized that he had been led astray by the CCP's propaganda about Falun Dafa, but now knew that Falun Dafa was a good practice. My neighbor said that she was very moved after hearing the story. She said, "Now the family members of the bureau chief all believe that Falun Dafa is good, and I do too. Now I want to quit the CCP so that I can have a good future." I promised her I would help her quit and asked her to tell that story to her family and friends so that they could have good futures too. She promised she would. I am happy for my neighbor and the bureau chief's family. So many more people will now have a good future.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.